Hello to all members of the community. This is my first podcast for this particular service, my second one altogether. I have one up on Apple This if anyone wants to check that out. Anyway, this is Katie Everson, and I'm going to be doing a podcast today about something everybody who uses a Mac and has not dealt with this is probably wondering about. That something is, what if my computer doesn't want to turn on? Well, here's what you do. OS X comes with recovery built in, and I apologize if my phone does not want to shut up. Oh, let's see here. Mute that. There we go. That part will be edited out because I'll make sure of that. Anyway, so you may be wondering, you newbies to the OS X universe, what if my computer doesn't want to turn on? What if it won't start up? Apple is here for you with that. They have a built-in recovery drive that will get you up and running again. Not into actual OS X, but into sort of an OS X repair / install program. This is going to be part one of the tutorial over OS X recovery. This is just going to be an overview. I'm going to do more detailed podcasts in the future on the different sections. I'm not going to actually ever do anything, but I'm going to give you a detailed overview of each section and explain what the different options do. Except for GitHub Online and the terminal and all the stuff that's not going to wipe my hard drive, I'll show some of that. But today, I'm going to show you how to get into recovery mode, the options available in recovery mode, and how to get back out of recovery mode. So, for starters, we want into recovery mode. Now, the way you get into recovery mode, make sure your computer's off. Good, my computer's currently off. Then you press and hold Command R. Now, as you are holding down Command R, press the power button. Your screen should, if you have any light perception, light up. Now, this does take a while to boot, so you'll want to wait. Okay, you should be able to let go now. Now, the next thing I'm going to try to do is press Command F5. It's not ready for us yet. I'm going to pause until Command F5 does something. Okay, we are successfully booted into recovery mode. I've already selected my language because it will walk you through that on its own. So I'm going to go through the various options we have here. We turn on the trackpad commander, which does work, and speech. Turn the speech up a bit. Now you'll notice that you're not getting... Yes, Fred. Anyway, I gave something away. You'll notice that we're not using Alex. Alex is not supported in this mode. You'll get Fred. I'm sorry, but one crappy voice is better than none at all. So, as it said, we're currently on a table. We want to interact.
Interact with application selection. Restore runtime machine backup icon image.
That's your first option.
Restore runtime machine backup. You have a backup of your system that you want to restore. Reinstall OS X icon image.
Second option.
Reinstall OS X. Reinstall a new copy of OS X. Get help online icon image. Get help online. Browse the Apple support website to find help for your Mac.
And our last option is silence, apparently. Oh no, what happened?
OS 10 root, application selection, root, disk utility repair or erase the disk utility icon, image. Disk utility repair or erase the disk using disk utility. Disk utility repair or stop.
So those are the four options you see, but now if we pull up the menu bar.
Menu bar, app, plot, edit, window. Utilities.
And go to utilities, we also have
utilities, menu, three item, firmware, password, utility, network, utility, terminal, closing menu, application.
So those are the options you have while you are in OS X recovery. You also have some hidden options, like to change your startup disk. And firmware, password, utility, I'll go ahead and explain that, because those are advanced options that some people will not want to get into. Firmware, password, utility allows you to set a boot up / firmware password on your computer. And this will block many of OS X's boot sequence keys, like shift to go into safe mode, command option PR to reset parameter RAM, T for target disk mode. And it also makes you type in your password when you hold down Option to see a list of bootable drives. I think it also blocks verbose mode, command V, and single user mode, command S. So now what we're going to do is I'm going to show you how to get back out of this, because if you've already done this and you're following along with me, you're thinking, oh no, I'm stuck. No, you're not. All you have to do, pull up the Apple menu.
Menu bar, Apple, start, restart, shut down.
And hit shutdown right here. Screen goes black and you're out of recovery mode. Once again, thank you for tuning in to this. I'm going to upload this tonight, and hopefully this has managed to help some of you.